So everything's okay now with the economy, or what?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, as quickly as it arrived, the market volatility is disappearing, maybe. And what about those underlying concerns of another recession? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 134 points, or 1.2% at 11,403. The Nasdaq up 1.3%, and same with the S&P 500. European markets also higher this morning. The price of oil has rebounded somewhat. It's trading around $86 a barrel in New York this morning. And gold is starting to come down from its highs, currently selling for $1,737 an ounce. And the stock market is where we'll start this morning with Julia Coronado. She is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she is with us live from New York, as she is each Monday. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So what happened to all the wild swings we were seeing in the stock market last week? Is everything okay now on Wall Street?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. One of the things that was happening last week and really the last couple of weeks is a repricing in the outlook. Investors were taking down their expectations for growth, both in the U.S. and globally. And so you had a lot of portfolio reallocation out of equities into bonds. And so now partly that's behind us.
So they were sort of trying to figure out what the future was going to look like, and they've maybe reached the acceptance phase that it's not going to be as good as they thought.
Exactly. Now, I wouldn't want to say that all of the volatility is behind us, because one of the things that's happening is also just that investors and traders are going on vacation. So last week we had very, very active, heavy volume in markets. This morning is extremely quiet, very light volume. So part of it is just vacation time.
And Julia, we got some news this morning from Japan that the economy there shrank at an annual rate of 1.3% last quarter, which actually beat expectations. People thought it was going to be worse. But are those kinds of numbers, down 1.3%, what we're going to have to get ready for in terms of growth in this country?
Well, some of what's going on in Japan is that those numbers reflect the earthquake. But you're right that Japan is stuck in a very, very low growth environment. And a lot of people wonder if that's not where the U.S. is heading. We do have a lot of similarities with Japan. We had a credit boom and bust. We had equity market boom and bust. And we have an aging population. So I think that is one of the things that was underlying the volatility, is just trying to figure out where we're going next. And I think there is an acceptance, as you said, that the U.S. is in for slower growth. Where exactly that is still very much up in the air and a source of ongoing uncertainty.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks so much, as always.
A pleasure.
Today, President Obama starts a three-day bus tour through Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois with a focus on jobs. But if he can't count on Congress to work with him, what can the president do on the employment front? Marketplace's David Gura has that story from Washington.
President Obama's first stop is in Cannon Falls, Minnesota.
We've got quite a bit of industry here in the city.
That's Mayor Robbie Robinson.
And we're always looking to entertain more, anybody that wants to come here.
He says his town's cut everything back to the bone, and his advice to the president is to listen. He says people in Washington haven't been listening to each other enough lately.
It doesn't make anybody happy, and nobody wins when they do that.
The people of Cannon Falls will quiz the president at a town hall meeting later today. Matthew Slaughter teaches public policy at Dartmouth. He says he expects people's questions will be the same throughout the tour.
They're concerned about today and tomorrow and about their kids. And that's a pretty pervasive fear that the president and others hopefully can understand and start to react to.
But a meaningful reaction will require cooperation on Capitol Hill. Slaughter says he hopes events like this tour will help politicians realize what's at stake and get them to work together.
If we can't find the will to do that, the prospects for the U.S. economy and for a lot of families, and therefore for their elected representatives of these families, are pretty sobering.
Small business owners are likely to speak up. They're still worried about spending money and adding employees. William Dunkelberg heads the National Federation of Independent Business. He says they're looking for reassurance.
if we had something that would give us confidence that we knew we were going to be in a better place in the future and had this under control, consumers and businesses would be more willing to spend and to hire.
And he says that won't happen till Americans regain their confidence in Washington. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
News this morning of the biggest acquisition Google has ever made. The internet search giant is expanding its reach into the cell phone world by buying the handset maker Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion. Motorola Mobility is the mobile phone side of Motorola, which split into two companies just 8 months ago. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
Google's search to grow its cell phone business will put it in direct competition with Apple's iPhone. Instead of relying on other phone makers to introduce new features, Google will make phones just like Apple does, so it can match Apple by integrating its software and hardware the way it sees fit. And it won't just be competing with Apple. Already, 39 different handset makers have adopted Google's Android operating system, but CEO Larry Page told analysts on an early morning conference call those would-be rivals actually support the merger.
Having spoken to some of the key partners of the Android ecosystem, they share our enthusiasm for this combination.
But Page also made it clear Google hopes to preempt tough anti-competitive lawsuits from its rivals.
Motorola also has a strong patent portfolio, which will help protect Android from anti-competitive threats from Microsoft, Apple, and other companies.
Page calls the deal a way to supercharge the Android ecosystem. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And our coverage continues online with an economic survival guide video. It's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
How do you make economic sense of things right now? A downturn or a slow recovery? A blip or a double dip? And who knows best anyway? Financial experts? Newsmakers? Somebody? Anybody? Next time on Marketplace, the breakdown, our economy, one step at a time. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.